We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And even though the CDC's recommended that people do not travel right now, I don't think it matters because spring break just got underway.
Oh, God.
Mass off, let's go.
Spring break, always known for great decision making.
Always.
I miss college spring break.
Yeah. Every day last weekend, 1.5 million people were screened through TSA.
Holy cow.
Which is the largest amount of travelers in months.
That's a spike.
And it could have something to do with the United States recently hitting a milestone with nearly 3 million COVID-19 vaccinations in one day.
Yeah, that's good. Awesome.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. Whatever the reason, people are going back to the airports to fly.
All right.
And another perk could be what's happening in Seattle. Because if you haven't heard, at SeaTac Airport, they just opened the first ever bar that serves shots only.
Oh, no.
What?
Yes! It's happening.
They have these in Vegas.
Guys, why would they do this to the poor flight attendants?
So if you're nervous to fly, you can just go up to that bar, take a quick shot without sitting down. It's $7 for one. $10 for a double.
Oh, no.
Putting vodka in my water bottle on the way to the airport.
Hey, listen, I like to drink and everything, but drunk people on a plane are the worst people.
Not if you're drunk too, Brooke.
Yeah, absolutely, Alexis.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad that they did this because that's what we all need right now.
Yeah. More alcohol?
More drinking.
I think
enough drinking over the last year, I'd say. We need to catch up.
Maybe, oh, my God.
Maybe we should somehow incorporated into the shot caller question of the day.
Let's go.
Let's take a shot while getting shocked.
Oh my
God. Shot caller question of the day.
Let's not.
Because we do have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last, and I got Brooke, Let's Get Drunk and French Fox.
Hey, this is on par.
All right.
Oh,
on the plane, Brooke.
She's putting on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot collar question of the day.
No matter how hard you try, it's nearly impossible to keep your house completely in order all the time.
Oh, tell me about
That's why I am, Brooke. I'm telling you about it right now. It's the question. That's why 88% of people surveyed say they have a junk drawer in their home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most people say they didn't start one on purpose. It just kind of happened, and after months and years, it fills up with all the discarded items you just can't or won't find a place for.
That's so true.
This survey also found the most common items that are in the junk drawer, and I need you to come up with the top four answers in no particular order.
Oh, I got this.
I don't think we even have to help her. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my first thought is pins. Right?
Yep.
Like pins and pencils always go in the junk
drawer.
You're saying pins?
Yeah, I heard pins.
You do say kind of funny.
Okay, listen, y'all. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you want me to do.
She's like, I'll
steal
a horse saddle in there.
Just bullets.
Loose hay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pens.
Okay.
There we
That's a good one.
I like that answer.
I mean, the things that I love in my junk drawer are scissors.
Yeah, I was just going to say
okay, batteries.
Oh,
but the problem with the batteries in the junk drawer is you never know if they're good or not.
Yeah, you gotta check them.
Having loose scissors and batteries in a drawer, that's like a danger drawer.
What would you put in your junk drawer?
I know back at my parents' house, they had an entire drawer filled with keys.
I was just gonna say keys as well.
I thought you were gonna say money.
That's called a bank. That's where you put your money.
Keys? I put keys in the key dish.
My parents always said, but it's keys they don't use a lot. You know, like old mailbox ones or old
like a spare key, those second pair of keys that they give you at the car dealership. You're not sure what to do with them.
You think that it would be keys over something like scotch tape?
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
I asked you to tell me the top four most common things that people put in their junk drawers in no particular order. And to help you out with your spring cleaning, I'll give you a lifeline. Give me a number between 1 and 4, and I'll tell you what the answer is behind it.
Does mail go in the junk drawer?
No, mail, there's too much mail to fit in the junk drawer. Like,
own...
I feel like rubber bands go in the junk drawer, you know?
Oh, and paper clips.
Yeah. Give me number two.
Number two is notepads.
Okay, like post-its.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, think of that.
What about old candy?
What about old candy?
I don't know.
You're a weird dude.
Like peppermints. You don't have just like a drawer of peppermints?
First of all, I don't buy those old candies that are peppermint.
Like butterscotch?
Okay. Right. I'm going to go with pens. Pins.
You're going to overthink that all the time.
Okay. Pins, paper.
Yeah, the notepad.
What he said, notepad. Scissors.
I like scissors.
Really torn on this fourth one because you all say keys, but I don't feel like keys is the answer.
Credit cards.
A lot of people have their own like key bowl.
Just the pre-approved ones that you don't want to use. Just in case.
I want to go to Jess' house and open this drawer.
Or gift cards.
It's like, look it. It's a
What about old gift cards to like place when you don't know where to store them? You can't fit them all in your wallet.
Like punch cards and
that's
stuff or something.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I really like rubber bands better than that.
Okay.
Fourth one. You guys say keys. I feel rubber bands. I'm going to go rubber bands.
According to a recent survey, these are the top things that we toss aside and keep in the junk drawer. Number one is pens. They always seem to run out of ink. Just throw them away. Mm-hmm. Number two, you got that. That was notepads. There's so much paper, yet I always end up writing on my hands anyway. Number three in our junk drawers was batteries.
Oh, batteries. Oh. I talked about it and I forgot about it by the time we got to the end.
It's a gamble. Yeah. And number four on the list was tape.
Tape and batteries.
Just missing the list was miscellaneous tools. And number six was rubber bands.
No scissors,
All right, well... We didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Cotton Eyed Joe by the Rednecks.
I like it.
Shoot, like I need the lyrics to this.
Wow.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eyed Joe.
Why don't you just
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
I really thought you'd be more into
it's,
that. I
don't. It's Dear Mom, Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
I was always drunk when they played that song, so I didn't know that that's what they said.
Oh, wow. Good work, Brooke.
Good work to us.
Yeah, good work to everybody. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.